Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. Chrissy speaking.
Hello. I was just wondering and inquiring in regards to my pet snake and whether you guys do see reptiles.
We do see reptiles, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I have a jungle carpet python.
Yep.
And I was just wondering if I could come in and do like an all-round check on the like python and to see if like you guys could give me more care tips and stuff like that, and also probably sex them if you can.
Yeah, no worries. Is it just one that you're looking at?
Yeah, he or she, I don't know what gender it is, but I'm assuming a he for some reason.
Yeah.
He's about 2 years old now, almost.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, coming up to three almost. And he just seems small, but not too small, but in my opinion, small. But other people have said, no, his size is okay.
Yeah, okay.
So I just want to come in and get, like, professional, just see if you guys can actually sex them for me and then overall check and how much that would cost and stuff like that.
So the full health check's 170. So we usually, for the snakes, we usually sort of allow, like, 40 to 50 minutes for the whole consult. Just to give us a little bit extra time to do the full health exam, and then obviously chat about nutrition and husbandry and all that sort of stuff and whatever questions you might have. And we do a fecal check as well as part of the consultation. So if they've gone, if they've done a poo sort of within a couple of days leading up to the consult, we just ask you to collect it in like a little Ziploc bag or freezer bag and just not refrigerate it, leave it out, which is a bit gross, but if you seal it up really tightly, it shouldn't smell in the bag, and bring it with you. Otherwise, if they don't go sort of like a day or two before the consult, you can always bring it in after they've gone, after the consultation, and we can have a look at it then, just to make sure that there's no sort of parasites or things like that that are going on in there. So yeah, we can do that as well. Is there a particular day that would suit you?
I'm just trying to think what would be a really good time to bring, because I gave them a feed like Monday. So I think either yesterday or Sunday. I can't remember. I'll have to look on my calendar when I fed them, because I put it up on the calendar. But they're still like processing the food at the moment, so I'm hoping not. But sometimes my snake likes to wait until it sheds to do a poo. I will probably book either towards the end of this week or the beginning of next week, because I have a good feeling that might be the right time to
Do
it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So let me see. I've still got, depending sort of what you're after, I do still have appointments sort of Thursday, Friday. Saturday, I've got one appointment left in the afternoon at like 12:20. Otherwise, next week, I've still got heaps of appointments available.
Do you have anything available Monday?
Yeah, I could do Monday. A morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. I could do pretty much anything between like 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock.
Just trying to think. We might have to go with Friday then, because my daughter in gymnastics. Yeah, we'll do Friday.
No worries. This Friday?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I could do afternoon still?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do sort of like a 2:40, a latest I could probably do would be like 4:20.
Let's do 2:40.
2:40?
Yeah, that's
otherwise
perfect.
I could do like a 3:30 in the middle.
2:40 is fine.
2:40 will be okay?
Yeah.
All right. No worries.
And I want to, like, learn tips on handling as well, because I know it comes with the breed, but very territorial, so every time I go into the enclosure, he thinks I'm food, and I'm like, I'm not food.
Friday's got Dr. Vanessa on, so she's very experienced with the reptiles and sort
amazing
of behavior and all that sort of stuff, so
awesome.
That'll
so
be good. We can go through.
She's fine with probably maybe having a chance of being bitten, but
yeah, no,
he
she's
does
very
like
good,
fake
yeah
strikes. So
yeah, that's okay. Are you comfortable handling him yourself, or do you have issues? Like,
I have issues at the moment.
Handling?
Yeah. Okay. Once he's out of his enclosure, he's chill and fine.
Okay.
I can grab him.
Oh yeah. Okay.
But I just keep saying he because I'm just assuming.
Yeah. Oh,
he
no,
just gives me male energy.
Yeah.
Turns out it's a female. Who knows? But yeah. But like every time I go into his tank, unless I get him with the hook, he won't.
Yeah. Yeah,
he kind of does the fake strike or will hit and think I'm food. So
okay.
He should be okay if I bring him. Like, he won't obviously be in his enclosure because it's too big, but I'll bring him in a little cowboy one, and he should be okay.
Yeah, usually we say like a big container that you can lock, like a storage container or something like that.
Yep.
They're pretty good that you can lock the handles on those ones so that they can't try to get out.
Yeah.
A lot of people use pillowcases, things like that, that they sort of...
Yeah, I might do that,
Depending how big he is, obviously, and what's easier for you to sort of carry him in.
Yeah, he's long, but just not stocky. And it's almost as if he's, got a really fast metabolism, because it takes him about a week to break down a rat, and then he poos.
Yep.
And I've heard that usually it should be, 4 weeks until they're fully... So I'm what the hell's going on?
Yeah, it kind of depends, I guess. Yeah, but no, we can definitely have a look and, see.
Amazing.
Dr. Vanessa will sort of know the time frame a bit
Perfect.
Better. All right, so you haven't been to us before with any of your
No.
Right, I'll make you a file then. So what was your first name?
Dazmyn, Dazmyn.
Dazmyn, sorry.
That's okay.
Dazmyn?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. That is the second person in 2 days that I've had spell it that way.
really? I've never met someone my name spelt that way.
No,
crazy.
It's
crazy.
Yeah. And your last name?
Cornish, C-O-R-N for Nelly, I-S-H.
I-S-H. And your best contact number?
0452.
Yeah.
567.
Yeah.
832.
And an email address?
Jazz Cornish, J-A-Z, and then Cornish, C-O-R-N-I-S-H, 14, at gmail.com.
Perfect. Oh, you silly thing. Hold on.
I could probably bring possibly my sister with me because she's very comfortable with handling him and his attitude.
Yeah.
So if Vanessa needs someone to take him out before she handles him, I'll definitely bring my sister.
She's very confident with them.
Okay.
So up to you if you feel more comfortable with your sister helping.
Yeah.
That's totally fine. That doesn't bother us too much. But Dr. Vanessa's very comfortable, so don't stress too much.
Okay, awesome.
But,
I'll be fine then.
And what was your home address?
82.
Yeah.
Scarborough Road.
Yeah.
Caboolture.
All right. Okay. And you said, are we a jungle python?
Yeah, jungle python.
Jungle. And what was their name?
Medusa at the moment.
Medusa, no worries. And do you know how old we are?
I will probably get back to you on it. I know I picked him up December 2022.
Okay.
So I think he was only about 6-8 months when I got him.
Yep.
So I think he would probably be coming up to nearly 3 years old.
Okay, yep. All right, well, I'll put that in for now, and then, we can always change it, of course.
Perfect.
So I've got you booked in this Friday at 2:40, and
Perfect.
I'll just send you an email as well with a little questionnaire attached, which just has sort of a bit of background history, what you feed him, how often, his enclosure set up, all that kind of stuff. And if you want to take a picture of his tank as well so that we can show the vet.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
That's also helpful as well. If you can just, fill that out if you can before you come. Just give us a call if you don't get it. Sometimes it does go into the spam. Just let us know. Otherwise, we'll ask you all the questions when you get here anyway.
Yep, perfect.
But, yeah, awesome. And, yeah, if he does go to the toilet sort of like Thursday, Friday morning, just, yeah, grab that sample. Otherwise, you can always bring it back after the consult and we can
perfect.
Have a look at it. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's all good. Not a problem. We'll see you on Friday then.
Will do. Thank you.
All right. No worries. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.